it did not come as a surprise that there is a oil pipeline rupture as a result of the ongoing war in the neighboring Sudan. It was expected as the war progresses that there will be a inflow or spillover of violence into South Sudan, as well as the heavy reliance of South Sudanese government on oil was going to create a problem if the war prolongs, and it has been prolonging now more than a year so far. So this was expected. The impact is huge because the South Sudanese government depends on oil for more than 80% of its revenues comes from oil. So though there are two pipelines that carry oil from the south into the international market through Sudan, and one of them, which generates about 60% of the oil revenues for South Sudan, has been damaged since February this year. Also, South Sudanese economy, the local market and the local currency are reacting in a way that is alarming for the civilians. And this is also affecting not just the market prices, because South Sudan imports, say, like 40% of its cereals come from Uganda and Kenya. And so the whole economy is, it depends on dollars because of the heavy imports of food commodities. Those are affected by the collapse of oil revenue.
With so many things about to happen this year in South Sudan, particularly they are thinking about election, the issue of financial support, how much impact would that have on South Sudan going ahead with what it has to do for this year?
Yes, the economic crisis has pretty much connected with the other factors, one of which is the political process. Some of these agreements that parties do sign, fueled by oil, if you have a coalition government, it depends on its salaries, which are coming from the oil revenue. If you no longer have those, it actually affects the already existing coalition government, which came about from the 2018 peace agreement. So that is one implication. And then you have the forces that are pending to be unified, and those forces would need resources to be able to move that process forward. And that will be already affected. And you have the constitution-making process, which was about to something that ought to be done before elections. The time is running out. So a lot of things that were pending that are required as prerequisite to be done before the December election cannot be done because of this worsening economic situation.